This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Dave, for the introduction, and welcome to the Christian War Room. We are fighting a war. And again, every time when we introduce this, I need to make it clear, it's not a war against flesh and blood, it's a war against strongholds that elevate themselves against the knowledge of God. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, that's where you can find it. Ephesians chapter 6, it's about principalities of the air. Let me just put it in a little bit more everyday terms. It's against the Zeitgeist. If I pronounce it properly in German, it's Zeitgeist. English pronunciation, maybe Zeitgeist or something. And it means sort of the spirit of the age. And what we find is that the spirit of the age, very often, not very often, especially in this generation and in this last sort of 10, 20 years, has been an anti-Christian spirit. It's been going and setting itself up against God. And it's been a big problem. It's been a big problem for the church. Now, we need to fight a battle, and the battle is to oppose this spirit of the age, so-called spirit of the age, or Zeitgeist, this anti-Christian spirit that is rising itself up against the knowledge of God. And we need to destroy strongholds. Now, how do we do this? We've got the Great Commission, Mark 16. That's what I always come back to, and that is that Jesus said that we need to go and preach the gospel to all of creation. And that is the call we have got, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel and not, you know, grow weary in doing so. And there are many ways of doing this. So there's one way of obviously being the front soldier, where you are right at the front and you do the preaching, you do the outreach. You're getting right there where you need to be, and that is one way of getting the gospel out. But there's also another way, and that is being sort of in the background. When you look at an army, and it's been with the Roman army, it's been with the modern armies as well. There are always two aspects to it. One of them is the people right at the front, and the other ones are the supply lines. You know, those who supply the army make sure they've got ammunition, they've got weapons, they've got food, they can be sustained. Make sure they can be relieved and get some rest every now and then, and support them in every aspect. And and when we look at the commission we have got, we can see in the Bible that there are a lot of giftings, a lot of offices of things we have to do. And some are called to be prophets, some are called to be teachers, some are called to heal. Some are called to be evangelists, some are called to be helpers as well. So there are a lot of callings and there are a lot of vocations within the kingdom of God of things we need to do to get the message out and to get people saved, to get them from the broad way that leads to destruction onto the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And that is really the commission. So just to clarify this, I do this every time when we do this war room talk because it's so easy to, especially in the current climate, to mistake this for a call to jihad, you know, to harm and danger people or to, you know, injure and kill. Got nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that at all. It's a war of words. It's a war. It's a battle of, I loathe to say ideology because we haven't got an ideology, we have got the truth. It's a battle of the truth, maybe. Maybe that's the best way of putting it, to get the truth out there. And the object of our conquest are souls of people heading towards eternal life with Jesus Christ. And that is really what we are looking for. So slightly different to the Crusades of almost 1,000 years ago. But again, different story, different subject. We're going to look at this at some stage as well. So what are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about fashion, Christian fashion. And it all sounds maybe a little bit off. And I'll tell you a story. And And I was once on a Christian Resources exhibition. And if sort of you know the story and the stuff I've been into, I've sort of been running radio stations and sort of trying to run Christian radio stations, selling airtime to Christian ministries. So I was on one of these exhibitions, and there was a guy, I think it was a cubicle next to me, or one or two cubicles next to me, and I got talking to him, and it was a really interesting thing. So the guy was a builder, and it was a Christian, you know, he loved his Lord, loved God, and but he was a builder, yeah. So got nothing to do with fashion, no idea about how to dress. I mean, he's a typical a man's man, you know. He gets up in the morning, goes on the building site, moves about, you know, tons of equipment, and then goes home, is tired, goes to sleep, and gets up the next day. And he got a call on his life, and it's sometimes very, very bizarre when God is putting a calling on your life. And his call was to go into the fashion industry. And he couldn't believe it. He thought, this is all crazy. Anyway, he looked at this, and he he started opening a small business, and he looked at you know, clothing, and then he was using this clothing to put a Christian message on it, so maybe, you know, John 3:16 or something like that. But he was just putting a Christian message on it, and he was then selling his clothing at exhibitions, Christian exhibitions, or Christian events, or online as well. And he had some really interesting ideas as well. So, I mean, he was not a designer as such. He was a builder. Yeah? And he was sort of slowly getting into all this. And he felt, you know, that God's call was on his life to do this. And he did this for a number of years. And it went really, really well. And it was interesting as well. I was a little bit jealous because, you know, when I was there, I think, at the exhibition for 2 or 3 days. I'm not sure how long it lasted. I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday or something. But I was there for quite some time. And I got, like, you know, a couple of people showing some interest. And there wasn't really much going on in my store. But he got busy all the time. And he was selling huge amounts of clothing. And especially sort of the younger and sort of teenagers and, you know, people in their early 20s. A lot of girls went there, and they bought a lot of clothing. And again, the whole idea was he had, like, hoodies and T-shirts and sweatshirts and other stuff. And there was always, like, a Christian message on it, you know, of some form or another. So you wear the clothing and you just make a point, you know, that you belong to Christ and that there is an encouraging message or an evangelistic message or something like that on the clothing. And that was the whole idea. Anyway, he told me as well. He said that his sort of life story was quite weird, because he said from being a builder, he went into, you know, looking at the texture of cloth, and he was going to different suppliers to check out the wares they had, and you know, how the material felt and how sturdy it was and how you could print on it and so on. And so, completely different thing. But that's sometimes the way it goes, you know. God calls you into something that's not necessarily your forte, you know, your strength. Yeah. And then sometimes, because of our weaknesses, he is strong and he can do things with us which we cannot imagine, like a builder turned fashion guru. Anyway, one of his ideas he had, which was sort of quite avant-garde, was that he was inviting people to submit designs. And then if a design was good, he would print the design on some clothing, and then he would share the profits with whoever did the design. I'm not sure how well it went. He said he had a few designs people started submitting, and he started selling them as well. And anyway, so he was just moving on with that. Okay. Now, few years down the line, I've lost track with him. I don't remember what his website was. I was checking it out at some time. I was quite intrigued by the story he told me, and from what I learned from what he was doing, and he was a really interesting guy, very nice, very humble, and you could see that you know, God was doing some stuff with him, and it was actually quite extraordinary as well. So some of the stuff he was selling, you couldn't get it anywhere else. Yeah. But anyway, the main thing of this story is that why not, you know? And this is part of the war room as well. We have got a message to carry out into the world, and we are wearing some clothing. Why don't we wear some clothing that carries a message out? Muslims do it, you know? The women wear the clothing, they have to wear the hijab. The men have got certain religious paraphernalia. We find this in Judaism as well, you know, for Orthodox Jews, that you can recognize them from miles away, and they declare with their clothing that they are an Orthodox Jew. Christians don't do this. I mean, the maximum we get is maybe a little cross around the neck or something. But it doesn't mean an awful lot. There is a message which we have to get out, and this message is that that we have got a sin problem, and that if you call on Jesus Christ and you believe that he died on the cross and that his blood was shed for your sin, you can find redemption and salvation. That is really the core of the message in a nutshell. And we need to get this message out, and clothing could be one option to do this. Okay. Right, let me just call on you. And maybe, I mean, this is what the war room is all about. Maybe this is something you can get into. It is something you can think about it, and you can, you know, try and do something about it. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is something that resonates with you. And to be fair, I was wanting to buy some Christian clothing, and I'm not sure what it was. It was some event, and I wanted to get a T-shirt or something with a gospel message, so that I could wear it and, you know, carry the gospel out there, sort of have some sort of evangelistic emphasis. Sorry. And I'm not quite sure what the context was. So it was some time ago. Anyway, what I remember is I was looking on eBay to look for some evangelistic clothing, and I was really struggling. I think there was only one outlet, and it wasn't even a Christian outlet. It was a secular outlet, and they printed some stuff on T-shirts and on sweatshirts, and I got some Christian motif from them, from this secular outlet. And I was quite shocked, and I thought, you know, why isn't there more, you know, on the Christian, why aren't there Christian ministries? Why isn't there this guy who I met like many, many years ago, probably the days before eBay became popular, why isn't there somebody like that, you know, selling his stuff on eBay? I had forgotten his website, so I couldn't order anything from his website. So otherwise, if I'd still known it or remembered it or something, I would have gone directly to him. And when I sort of did some searches online, I didn't find much either. Okay, so here's my challenge to you. Yeah, I'm not a designer. I've got no idea about clothing. I haven't got any facilities to print stuff. I understand that printing T-shirts, there's some equipment, there are some printers you can buy where you can put your clothing through and then it prints all the stuff on it. It's not that expensive. I understand. Why not? Why not go for it? Why not set up your small business in your garage? Why not do it as a church exercise? Why not get people to design cool messages on T-shirts? And proclaim the kingdom of God, proclaim Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ returned, about to return. You know? Jesus Christ about to return, end time. You know, get ready. Don't take the mark. What other messages can you have, which are quite challenging? You know, Jesus is going to judge you. One day, your knee will bow before Jesus. Jesus is Lord, whether he is whether you want to or not. He is your Lord. He is Lord. Get some Bible verses on there. You know, John 3:16, God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. A message, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. Maybe sometimes just a cross is enough. And it's times are changing, you know. A cross about 20 years ago, if you stick it at the back of your car, people think, oh, that's nice, you know. He's a nice guy. He's probably a Christian. He, you know, goes to church and all that. Today, people get quite aggressive. I find it quite interesting. When you just put a cross at on the back of your car, a white cross or something, and see how people react. And you find that some of them are getting really, really aggressive. It's interesting, sort of how things change and how people are led by an anti-Christian spirit, and they're really, it's not just they're indifferent, it's now slowly moving over to they hate Christ and they hate Christianity, and they're quite vocal about this. They really, really hate them. But it doesn't matter, you know. We need to be right in their face. We need to say, because ultimately, you know, these people need to be confronted that Jesus is real. One day he is going to judge people. God is going to judge, and he's going to judge what people did with this great gospel and this great salvation he has provided. And we need to get this message out there one way or the other. I give you one example. You know, we were talking, I think, earlier about car bumper stickers and things like that. And that might be something as well, where you can design car bumper stickers, you know, get the facilities, get the printers for that. It's not that expensive these days. You can design your own car bumper stickers and start selling them on eBay, you know, start distributing them through different churches. If there are Christian outlets or Christian bookshops, sell them through the Christian bookshops. And again, the Christian bookshops, I've seen many of them have closed down now. They didn't have any Christian wear either. There's no clothing there. I couldn't see any bumper stickers or anything like that. So, I mean, this is something where we need to get busy. And as I said before, if you've got a garage and you just keep a lot of rubbish in there, and you've got a couple of guys, couple of kids, lasses, who are interested in getting into this, clear out the garage, get some machines, put them in there, get a couple of computers, and then start preaching the gospel through fashion, through car bumper stickers, through something, you know, through little signposts, and start producing them. Stick them up somewhere. Put these stickers somewhere. And let people know that, you know, the gospel is real. Be in their face. Let them know that Jesus is real, and one day they're going to face Jesus, whether they want to or not. They're either going to face him as their redeemer, or they're going to face him as their judge. And it's very, very important for people to know this. Very, very important. Okay, so this brings us to the next subject, and that is design. Again, war room time. One war room, as I mentioned before, producing this T-shirts and clothing and sweatshirts and hoodies and maybe jackets, you know, where you can put a message at the back of it, at the back of the jacket or at the front. Maybe little, you know, stickers you can stick on with a small message, car bumper stickers and so on. Now, the next big area, and I'm calling out to you if you've got an artistic ability. Sorry, I've just been eating. So if you've got an artistic ability and you understand how to get cool designs going, there is something for you as well, to just spend some time designing interesting images, messages, something that contains what the Word of God really puts out there, and try and connect with people who can print stuff on T-shirts, on signposts, on car bumper stickers. And again, then try and pass them on to other Christians. We need to get the message out there. This is the most important thing. We shouldn't sort of be getting tired in this. I'll give you one story. And there's a friend of mine, her daughter, she had a really great artistic skill. She loved the Lord, you know, she's a strong Christian. But obviously, you know, young kids, a little bit all over the place, and sometimes they need a little bit of guidance. And one idea we had, and we sort of tried to pass it on to her, is to just design a flag, you know, a flag for the kingdom of God. What would she think? A flag, a banner of some sort, you know, conveying the kingdom of God. What would it look like? Yeah, what would it look like? And that might be something, you know, for you as well to sort of get into, that you've got your own church flag. Some sort of banner you can use for the church, which signifies the locality where you are, the people, you know, in this locality and their peculiarities. You know, for example, I live in a mining area, a lot to do with coal, and there's a strong tradition, even though it's dead now, there's no more mining taking place, but there's still a strong tradition for well over 100 years, 150 years, mining was the main activity here. And there might be something like that as well. And again, there was also a strong heritage, a strong Christian heritage within the mining community, where a lot of people were going to chapels and had a very strong faith. Partly the reason being is every day when you went down the mine, you never knew, especially in the early days, whether you would come back up again, whole and healthy, or something would go wrong in the mine and you would be injured or even die. So, you know, having this prospect in front of your eyes makes you very religious. But more importantly, you know, it drives you into the arms of Jesus. And what better place to be than to be united with God in the face of danger every day. Okay, we are summing up. So the war room, what can you do? And let's sort of spell it out. If this is something which you can take on board, what you should do is you should, number one is look at machines which can do printing on clothing. Look at sources where you can get t-shirts from. Possibly even look at, you know, companies who can do the printing for you. So there are a couple of companies you can get some designs made or printed on clothing. They do offer a whole variety of clothing, like a fleece or a hoodie or t-shirts or sweatshirts, jackets, and so on. And sort of look at what is available. Look at some designs. Buy those machines. You can buy those machines as well. Some are just stitching machines, so you put the clothing underneath and you put some background cloth, and then they're all computer controlled, and they just start stitching whatever design you have, either in one color or several colors, onto the clothing. So that is one very easy and simple way to do it, and it's again all done automatically. I've seen some of those machines and some exhibitions, and they're not that they're big, they're not that complex. I don't think they're that expensive either, but it might be something to look into and to invest into. So if you've got a room, a spare room or some place, you can do this. And the next thing, obviously, is to get the designs going. So get some designs, get designers, collect them all, and look at what designs are possible. You know, some, they are very well suited for printing onto clothing. Others are more suited for stitching. So it depends what machines you have to do either one or the other. Or, alternately, you can go to companies and they do it all for you. So you just get the designs going and you can do this online. I've done this many, many years ago when I had to get some corporate clothing going or ordered. And again, if you've got like, if you order 5 or 10 of each, the prices go quite down. And there's even a little bit of profit margin in as well. So you can, you know, get this stuff together, you know, stock them all up and then start selling them on eBay or create your own online shop, or, you know, go to exhibitions, go to church events and start selling the goods there. Yeah. And again, the main objective is not to get rich out of it or to make a nice profit or whatever. The main thing is to provide a service to the saints, so that you can get clothing with a strong message, with a strong evangelistic message, and you can pass it on to the saints, sell it on to them, or pass it on to them to get the message out there. That is the most important thing. And again, as I said before, if you listen to this and you get the calling and you think there is something in it, I really want to encourage you to just go for it. And it can be very, very simple of just, you know, pooling the information together, get the designers, get the printers, get the clothing, and then just get somebody to design a website to sell this stuff, or just use eBay for it, or a similar platform. And then just get a couple of, you know, tables or whatever, and get ready to go to exhibitions where you can sell the clothing at expos or church events or some other events. The long-term aim always being to get the message out there and to encourage people to wear evangelistic clothing. Others are doing it. We should be doing it as well. We have got a great message, and we should be right into people's faces and let them know, you know, there is a God, there is a gospel, and there's Jesus Christ, and you have to deal with this one way or the other. You either accept him or you reject him. And you know, whatever you do, you will have to face a consequence of your choice. It's very, very important. Okay, that is Michael here in the Christian Ballroom, and you can listen to this talk and to other talks as well at www.christianwarroom.com. www.christianwarroom.com. This talk should be 48, talk number 48. So if you want to listen to it again, maybe pick up some information or whatever, go for it. Please feel free to leave comments on the website. I would be glad to help you. My job is to get ideas across and for you to pick up these ideas and to run with it. And again, I mentioned this before and I mentioned this one more time. Last time I looked, I was really struggling to find Christian clothing. And the only place where I could get them from was a secular supplier. And that's not good enough, in my opinion. There should be Christians out there. There should be Christian ministries out there selling Christian clothing all the time. And we should be doing this. We should be serving our brothers and sisters in this area. And one of you guys has to pick up this job. Or maybe not just one, maybe several of you guys. And get something going in this area. Time is short. Jesus is coming back soon. And we need to be busy. We need to be seen to be busy. And not just to be seen to be busy, we actually need to be busy to follow the commission Jesus has given us, which is to preach the gospel to all creation until he comes back. Okay, again, go to the website christianwarroom.com. Leave a comment in any of the comment sections. So as soon as you leave a comment, I can see this. If I can help you and answer you, I would love to do it. You may have to wait a little bit, but I'll get back to you and maybe can give you some pointers or whatever. But then again, you can just go with it and maybe you can also report what you have found and give us some ideas, give others some ideas as well to get going and to be busy about the things of God. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we just want to pray for Christian outlets, for Christian fashion to be released into this world, that there will be clothing with a great message of the gospel for people to see, for those who do not know you, to be confronted with the ultimate truth. And Lord, you say that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through you. We know you are truth, and there's truth in you, and we pray that you will help us to get this truth out there. Give us the wisdom, give us the determination, give us the equipment. Lord, we pray for the finances as well and for everything to go through. And I pray for, Lord, I pray for my brother, my sister who is picking up this idea and who is going with this idea to go into Christian fashion and to put up some amazing stuff. I pray for the designers, for designers who are going to be called by yourself into your kingdom to design Christian logos, Christian messages, Christian materials. I pray, Lord, that they will be blessed with supernatural guidance and that they will create amazing stuff where people will be forced to look because of the beauty and the aesthetics that's in those designs. I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to christianwarroom.com. That's christianwarroom.com.